Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're going to continue here in our study in the Book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 7, verse 1. We'll just start at the top again. Shigion of David, which he sang unto Yahuwah the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him without cause that is mine enemy, let the enemy persecute my soul, and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, Yahuwah, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. And the word pate there is a crown, or on the top of his own head. I will praise Yahuwah according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of Yahuwah Most High. So we see again David in much tribulation on a certain occasion, speaking of those who are persecuting him and how their persecution, how those things that they plan against others will fall upon their own heads one day. Only when that happens, it will last forever. I would be very afraid if I were those people. I would be afraid of anyone who brings false accusations against anyone who upholds false accusations, because we certainly will reap what we sow. It may seem like to them like they're getting away with it for a while. It may seem like to them that they are in charge of things, and perhaps they are in a temporal sense, but they are also in charge of things forever. Only things on the eternal plan are not going to work out the same way as they do on a temporal plan. Chapter 8. To the chief musician upon Gittith, and that is a harp. A psalm of David. O Lord our God, or our Lord. It says, O Lord our Lord, and there you see something that seems redundant. Of course, in the English, it looks redundant because it says, O Lord, but in the Hebrew it says, Yahuwah, our Adonai. So he's calling our Creator by name, our Adonai, or Lord. And there are people that say that we shouldn't use the word Lord or God. And I do disagree with that, because we, in English, we need a comparable word that we can translate the Hebrew into. Like Elohim, how do we translate that into English? Do we have to speak Hebrew whenever we see that word? No, we use the word God, because it is basically the same word by meaning, or the word Lord. A lot of people say, well, that's a title of nobility. Well, here in the Hebrew, it says Adon, Adon, or we translate it Adonai, from an unused meaning to rule, meaning sovereign or a controller, a lord, a master, an owner. So there it is. We have to be able to translate words into English so we can speak and use them. But here, translating the name as Lord and then translating the word Adon as Lord makes it somewhat redundant and confusing in English. So if we do it properly, we know that David is actually using the name here. He's saying Yahuwah, our Adonai, or our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. And you know, this is one that has been incorporated into worship in many congregations. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. But they never use his name. And they sing it, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name and all. But they never use the name. And you hear a lot of songs, a lot of worship songs like that, and many from the Psalms, where they use the phrase, the name, or how excellent is your name, or I will worship your name, or I lift your name on high. But they never do. They just keep using Lord and God. And of course, then they use Jesus too. And they never consider really using the name and lifting it up on high. So when I sing many songs, I will, if they say Lord, I will say Yahuwah. And there's another song I was thinking of, because I have it on a CD when I travel in my vehicle or automobile or whatever you call the thing out there that I used to travel in. I usually listen to worship and praise. And there's that song. It says, Our God is an awesome God. And you know, I kind of take, I feel that those words aren't quite right. Because as I discussed the word awesome as it came up today in the Psalms, and as a reference, I will only use the word awesome in reference to our Almighty Creator or the things that He has done. And this song says, Our God is an awesome God. And if you say something is an awesome God, well, does that mean that there are other awesome gods? If He is an awesome God? Isn't He the awesome God? So I sing it a little differently. Our God is the awesome God, because He is the one and only. There's no other awesome God. So isn't He the awesome God? So anyway, like I said, I sing it a little differently, and I teach everyone I can that there is only one God. There is only one awesome God, and He is the awesome God. And then I sing Yahuwah is the awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with power, wisdom, and love. Our God, Yahuwah, is the awesome God. So, you know, you can get a little inventive when you sing, and you can incorporate the name everywhere they say the Lord. You can just sing His name and incorporate it into praise, and especially when you're singing a song that where you're proclaiming how excellent is thy name. And then to use His name, it gives so much more power to the praise, because every time you say His name, and especially you say the name of His Son, and you say Yahushua, you're proclaiming that our God, our Creator, is our salvation. And that's why His name is the name above all names, because it is the name of our Creator. And I guess I can't help it, getting into Psalms here and seeing so much praise, that I have to talk about His name and how we need to praise His holy name as much as we can. Continuing in chapter 8, verse 1, I'll just start from the second verse. Let's see. O Lord, our Lord, or Yahuwah, our Adonai, how excellent is thy name. So you proclaim the name and you say how excellent it is. Seems much more powerful if you actually use the name. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And what is the glory and honor that he has crowned man with, that he has made a little lower than the angels? Well, the glory and honor that he has crowned man with is that he has created man in his own image. Wouldn't you say that's a glory and honor? Because the glory and honor of it is that it is his glory that we're created in his image. And what an honor that he has created us in his image. So, understanding. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And also that his son, his only begotten son, may be born to these people, to mankind that he has created, and be called the Son of Man. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Of course, figuratively speaking, because the things above our head are, well, I guess they're under our feet if you if you go through the earth. But he has put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. Yahuwah, our Adonai, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Do you feel that way? Is his name excellent? I've had it proclaimed to me that his name is a distraction. I've had that proclaimed to me at the church where I fellowship on occasion several times a month, because they know that what I preach, I'm not highly esteemed there. And I guess that's fine with me. It doesn't matter. I will continue in obedience regardless of the esteem or lack thereof of my fellow men. So, Yahuwah, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And I want his name to be excellent. It is excellent to me. It is not a distraction. And like I always point to that banner on my website where it says, you know, has crossed the border, has my name, Nicholas Arthur, and then it has a statement of purpose, biblical studies. So we certainly aren't gonna leave out anything. We are going to include the study of his name because it is part of biblical studies. We're in chapter 9 of the Psalms here. David continues to the chief musician upon Muth Leban, and that is the presupposition, an article imposed to die for the son, probably the title of a popular song. Death, Muth Leban. Wow, that's interesting. Sometimes you got to look at these and, you know, why they didn't translate it here, but they left it in the Hebrew, Muth Leban, Leban. And he says here, to die for the son. Let's keep that in mind as we go through these words. A Psalm of David. I will praise thee, Yahuwah, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou satest. How do you pronounce that word? S-A-T-E-S-T, satest. Thou satest in the throne, judging right. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Verse 5, thou hast destroyed the wicked. thou hast put out their name forever and ever. And you know, this is David by faith believing something that certainly has not come to pass. And you know, I have this sense of awe, some wonder when I think about his creation and the works of his hands. And he says he created everything. Look at the creation around you. He created everything in 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. But I have this really revelation about the creation that gives me more cause to sit in awesome wonder about it all. Is that in the 6 days of creation, in it, he predestined everything in that 6 days of creation. When he set it all in motion, he created today in that 6 days of creation. It was already preordained. It says in Romans 8:28, it says, for all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. For who he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son. Another one of my memory verses. I suggest everyone memorize that. Romans 8:28, 29, 30, and just go on from there and memorize that. But it's a wonderful memory verse. And the more, once you get that in your brain and you turn it over and you meditate on it continually, you realize that, yes, he did create it all in 6 days. He created everything in 6 days. The whole of creation as we know it, the universe, the earth, the time. And he could see it all when he created it. He could see me sitting here in this studio behind this mic. He could see all the trials and tribulations of my life and yours. He could see the man of God in prison today. He could see the millions that died for their faith throughout history. And he can see the millions that will die for their faith and for the cause of righteousness. He saw it all because he created it all. He didn't just create it, wind it up like an alarm clock, and now it's standing back and, let's see what happens kind of thing. No. Every single detail he created, he foreordained it. It says because, I'll just recite it by memory again. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose, because whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son, that he might be the first fruits. And I'm losing it there. I guess I need to refresh my mind and my memory a little bit, but you can read it there. And you get the idea that whom he foreknew, he also predestined. And that's what this makes me think of. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. See, because it's already foreordained. Because whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. But the contrary is likewise. Those he foreknew, he also predestined for destruction. And chapter 9, verse 5, thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. It's already written, because he foreknew. It says, all things work together for good to them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. What is the contrary? You got to look at the other side of that coin too. And that's why it's so wonderful to memorize some of these scriptures. Because then they just stick in your mind and you meditate on them. They can become alive. And I see the opposite is true too. Because those that don't love God, it's not going to work out for their good. You see? Because if one is true, if those that love God, if all things are going to work out for their good, then those who don't love him, things are not going to work out too well for them. And that's what David here is proclaiming in this verse. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But Yahuwah shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord Yahuwah also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Yahuwah, hath not forsaken them that seek thee. We'll pick up here after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. Don't go anywhere.